Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jossie Lindeberg, your host, and I'm joined with
Lily,
co-host. And today we welcome you back at Enzo's on the Esplanade in beautiful Harvey Bay.
And what an amazing day it's put on for us.
It is. We've just had a batch of cold weather, and today it's the water's like glass. There's not a wisp of air, and the sun is beautiful and warm, and it's the middle of winter. Sucks to be a Queenslander.
Yeah, and I'm sweating here in a shirt and pants.
Oh, hey, Lee, and listeners, today pretty well marks we're 6 months into our podcasting.
Yes.
Give or take a week. And we've come such a long way, haven't we Lee?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, when we very first started this journey.
Big steps now.
It took us, initially we had the first obstacle of how to record the podcast, how to share the podcast.
Yeah.
And that was all through Facebook. But each podcast upload, we got better and better.
And where are we now, Justine?
Well, I'm quite glad you asked, Lee, because I've been practicing something that you're not aware of. You know, I've been singing in the shower. And I've been trying to come up with a little ditty to start our podcast.
Not a little titty?
No, a little ditty.
Oh.
Actually, it's funny that you say titty, because we're sitting on two beanbags. We're like
That's
two.
That's right.
It's like we're two racks on a sack.
We are.
So anyway, we'll come back to that. So what I was trying to tell you is I've been practicing singing. Oh, sorry, you probably put two and two together there. And I realised I can't sing. So I actually went online and
I could have told you that.
I went online, I can hear my kids going, we've been telling you things.
Yeah. Ruby. Sorry about that. Ruby tried to get a bird.
Oh, you got her. Okay.
Here.
I thought you got away. Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're still live.
So, live on the beach now covered in sand. Thanks, Ruby. Okay. Bird, everybody, the bird survived.
Bird's fine. Wildlife
so,
is safe.
The story of... God, I take such a long time to get a story out. I'm so sorry. I've downloaded a song, which is now going to be our intro song.
Okay.
And I guess when you hear the intro song when you start a podcast, you know, hey, kettle's on. It's time to get a cuppa.
It's them two racks on a sack.
It's two racks on a sack. So you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so bring that mic closer. And the quality probably won't be as good until we actually properly upload it. Need to help there, Lee.
I'm dancing.
You are, you're clicking.
Oh, I feel like a doo-wop girl.
I know, it's so happy. It's joyful.
Look on the Enzo's is looking at me dancing.
Oh, we better give him out our business card.
I got it.
She even sounds like me. She does, she sounds like me.
Anyway. Stop that.
So.
I can't stop it.
So, the point of the moral of the story is don't get Justine to sing. But also, we've progressed. We're further along on this journey.
We are. Where are we now?
We've got our website that we're working on. And we've actually, our website, you can visit our website, but we are still under construction. It's obviously www.everythingfrasercoast.com. And we've got a podcast channel on Podbean, so you can stream us from Podbean, bean as in an N, a bean growing vine, and a pod, bean short for podcast.
Pod.
So anyway, Podbean, it's an app. You can get it on your iPhone, you can get it on your
Google apps,
your Samsung, or your all the phones that aren't
Google
an iPhone.
Play. Yeah.
And you can also listen to, if you don't want to do any of that, just jump on our website, and the homepage is our podcast episodes.
Otherwise, you can still get us on Facebook.
Yeah,
so either way.
How lucky am I to have you, Lee? You're this magic fingers when it comes to creating websites and podcast
hats
streaming.
Hats off to me. I put in a lot of work yesterday.
Actually, it's a culmination of a bit of what I know and a bit of what Alicia and Wade knows.
Thanks, Alicia.
Alicia and Rebecca. What's Rebecca?
Yes. Rebecca Corbett.
Corbett helped us out as well.
Yay.
So there's a whole bunch of people that we will give an acknowledgement to on our website who's helped us along the way. So that brings us back to the racks on a sack, Lee. made me think when we just said that. Two racks on a sack.
Yeah.
And you started off by saying titties, which obviously got me onto that. What on earth? Okay, can we just ponder for a minute how many different names there are for boobies? So we've got boobies, racks,
titties,
jugs,
the girls, puppies,
hooters,
bolt-ons,
melons, bolt-ons. What's a bolt-on?
Bolt-ons are your fake boobies.
Oh, ow! Yuck.
Yeah, they call them bolt-ons.
Sound Frankensteinish.
Your puppies. I don't like that one.
Oh, I've only ever heard the puppy's nose.
It's been mentioned to me about the puppies, and I go off my head. I'm like, they are not dogs hanging off my chest.
I actually have a puppy's nose story of my own.
Okay, is it rude?
Well, no, that's probably the rudest part.
Okay.
The puppies.
Because remember, we have to stay PG.
We do stay PG, but very, very quick story.
Okay.
Brody was a baby, like still only maybe 3 or 4 months old. And still suckling. And I was looking for a house because we were moving to Mackay. And I drove this all the way down to Serena Beach, it was, and met with a real estate agent to go through this massive house, which was an old Queenslander. Anyway, that's too much information. The point is when I got out of the car, when I pulled the seatbelt off, I accidentally, but didn't realise, that I'd caught my crossover breastfeedable top around the boobies. So I was still dressed, but both my boobies were protruding, like the shirt was pulled down on either side.
Ah, and so you had them out there, you had the girls out.
But I didn't realise until I got back into the car after the inspection of the house.
Oh my.
And put my seatbelt back on.
Ah.
So that was very entertaining.
It would have been for them.
And afterwards I realised why he was offering me such a good discount on the house.
You should have bought it.
It's actually a true story. Well, except for the discount. Sadly, anyway, I thought, when you just said that, I thought, how bizarre. But anyway.
I think we've all had experiences with our beauties at some time. Or, you know, you're flossy. Sometimes flossy gets hung out and you...
Flossy? What's a flossy?
The JJ. Sometimes, you know, you get across your legs and you forget someone's looking from afar and...
Oh, no, the only time I could ever say that's ever happened to me was when I was in the orchestra and I played violin and did this concert in a public arena. And we got to the end of the concert and my mum said to me, "Oh, that was lovely, darling, but why did you sit with your legs spread? I could see your hoo-hoo the whole way through that concert."
See what I mean?
And, well, obviously I had underwear on, but I was still mortified. And I'm like, "Why didn't you tell me?"
You can't really stand up in the middle of a concert and say, "Put your hoo-hoo away."
No, put your legs together. I could think of some airplane hostess moves that could pretty much articulate clearly that I needed to close my legs.
Close the aisle. Anyway.
It's good to be back just having a chat because we've been so busy.
Bit of normal banter.
And we've been out and we've met so many wonderful people in the region.
We have.
We're still doing that. We just really felt like we needed to sit down on the beanbag and just
unwind,
take stock of where we got to.
Yeah.
So
couldn't have picked a better day for it.
I know, you did well, Lee.
Look, thank you.
I just give Lee my little to-dos and wish list for tomorrow and
check the weather.
You know, she does it all, makes it happen. And Ruby's
found a friend.
Ruby's being very antisocial.
Mind you, the friend's like half a horse. It's like a little Shetland.
So yes, anyway, enough about me, Lee. What have you got to share?
What have I got to share? Nothing.
What's happening down here today? Those people everywhere.
There's people everywhere at Enzo's today. I'm assuming it's because it's NAIDOC week, and in the park next to Enzo's there's canopies everywhere. Canopies.
Oh, tents.
Tents. Canopies. What do you call them? Tents.
Marquees.
Marquees. Anywho, you know what I mean. They're everywhere. Up there, obviously to do with NAIDOC, but we're not heading that way today. We're just going to relax here.
We'll walk through there on the way back to the car.
There you go. We're going to walk through there on the way back to the car.
We'll see how many...
I say we're going to do the opposite of.
Oh, is that where my daughter gets it from? Oh, but there's been other things that have just been so busy in our life. And coming up to July is crazy month. So... But the most exciting thing, without a doubt, at our 10 minute mark, is that we've achieved over now 350 members on our Facebook page, Lee.
Keep sharing.
So if you have not visited our Facebook page, we are not trying to hit you up for money. We are not going to market market our list. We promise you that. We're doing this, as we explain on the website and on our bio on our Facebook group, we're doing this to keep positive and keep fun and out in the community. So Lee's my support worker, very good friend, which has come out of being a support worker. And we do this, that is our motivation. So once we get to 1,000, why we want to grow is purely so when we get to 1,000 followers, Lee, what are you doing with me?
I'm jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, so that's up in the sky, right? It's not on the tarmac.
I haven't decided yet.
And we have had, as we've gone around to different local attractions and businesses, we've had a plethora of, is that such a word?
I like it, it'll do.
It rolled good off the tongue, of a plethora, that's it, of people say they'll come and jump out of the plane with us. So that is the motivation, we swear.
Yes.
That is our motivation. So please visit our Facebook group, which is Everything Fraser Coast. Like us and share us. Oh, sorry, follow us.
Follow us.
Join our group.
Join the group.
Join the group. And we would be very appreciative. So much so that we'll even say a thank you on our Facebook page to thank you.
And that it's locking you in.
Yeah. And of course, if there's an opportunity to share something you're doing,
absolutely,
we would love you to do that if you want to. No pressure. So,
yeah.
The skydiving. And so,
don't forget about the competition we've got going.
The other thing, so we've got the good people at Tasman Venture have given us an extra ticket for a group that I'm hoping to organise if people come on board. Well, we've got people already coming on board to go on a... Fraser Island remote tour, which is all about whale watching, and we get to swim with the whales if the whales are cooperating, and as well as do a bit of kayaking, snorkeling and tubing, and there's a couple of freshwater spots we can swim in as well. So that's a whole day. It's worth $195 at least, and we've got been given the ticket. Now, so far, I know I've got a commitment from three other people to join me. We need a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 12. The free ticket. So can't get Lee on the...
No, it's either the boat I die in or the plane I die in. I'd rather die jumping out of a plane.
You won't die, Lee. You won't die. That turtle's not coming for you yet.
No, I'm not ready. Yeah. I haven't met him yet. I've got to meet him and then go with him.
So let's cheers our cuppa here at Enzo's towards having another successful 6 months, Lee.
Yes.
At doing what I really love. And I was just thinking today that, and I think I might have said it to Lee, sorry if I repeat myself, Lee, that... this podcast has become part of what I am and what I do. It's like when I got Ruby, I can't imagine life without it. The podcast is the same. As you are, Lee.
Your baby.
Yeah,
your baby.
You're not my baby.
But what would we do during the day? We discussed this on the way here, actually. What would we be doing during the day if we weren't doing this?
Can't imagine. I'll be driving you mental.
Yeah.
I'll absolutely be driving you
She
mental.
Would. She'd be driving me insane. And I'd be driving myself insane, trying to find activities to keep her active and keep her mind busy. But, hey, we've got it all covered.
All came together.
All covered.
Okay, so we're going to leave and play you our little exit song. Because, Lee, I've got an exit song.
Ruby trod on it. Hang on, guys. We've got to find it.
I think I've got it. And,
here it comes. Can't see anything. Hang in there. We're getting there.
I love technology.
I don't.
Especially when you're doing it with blindness. I can't put voiceover on because if I put voiceover on, everyone will hear voiceover and be very annoyed.
What's it called?
It's the last email, Lee.
I can't see.
Oh,
no, that's not it.
We're going to have to just surprise everybody.
Yeah, we'll just find out next time.
I'll tell you what it sounds like. Bye for now.
La-di-da-di-da. Goodbye.